Hello, and welcome
to the Animal Farm Analyzers podcast
with Charlotte and Alexandra.
Yay!
Woo!
Peace of England, peace of Ireland, peace of every land and clime. Hark and well and spread my tidings of a golden future time with the Animal Farm.
Hello!
Thanks.
Welcome back.
So much for coming back. We had a special treat for you guys.
We got a theme song. Yeah. It's so great.
Special thanks to our friend Victoria.
Shout out to you. She's so good at singing.
I know, she like, really
Like, oh my
gosh. If you were wondering why we weren't singing.
Well, to put it plainly, Charlotte's banned from singing in her house.
Yeah.
Except for right now because she's in the play. Mm-hmm. But, and my singing is quite questionable at times. So, we didn't want to try that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about chapter 3. Mm.
Today is a very important chapter, I feel.
Yeah.
It definitely has a lot to talk about.
Should I start off with a summary?
Go right ahead.
The farm continues to work itself when unforeseen problems arise, mysteries unfold, and heated debates start to ramp up. Will the animals manage the weight to govern themselves, or will they sink to the oppression of others?
Hmm. Very interesting.
Yeah, very ominous tones.
Yes. Ominous.
So today, let's talk. The chapter starts off with kind of what a dystopian problem is.
Yeah.
Which is Molly is not seen to when it is working, nor is the cat.
She's slacking off, man.
Yeah.
She's like, I want the pleasures and the treats of human life again.
It was true. Was not good at getting up in the mornings and had a way of leaving work early on the ground that there was a stone in her hoof, and the behavior of the cat was somewhat peculiar. It was noted when there was work to be done, the cat could never be found.
Hmm.
So this is kind of like a problem that most dystopian books, and I really want to see how they treat this.
Yeah,
you know?
like because dystopian, you're not allowed to, like, you're not supposed to punish people because it's a dystopian, and dystopian.
I mean,
no
utopian.
One. I mean, utopian. Sorry, wrong word.
Utopians.
And in utopians, everybody's perfect, and since everybody's perfect, they don't have problems, and they don't react differently.
Yeah, they don't mess up.
And
which
means they don't have
to
get
punished.
You're
going to find out that this is really a dystopian.
Yeah.
Like,
it really
said.
Is.
It's like, communist in general, the idea sounds utopian. Like, you know, everyone's equal.
Right.
Everyone's treated the same.
But it's really not.
But underneath, it's totally a dystopian.
Yeah.
Because there's so many different problems that you don't think about when you first think about it. And
like,
that's...
Yeah.
Like, for instance, this brings up one. What do you do when someone's not doing their work? Because if you don't earn money, then there's no, you know, there's no reason to work.
At one point, when the animals start to act up more, the newer leader,
we're not gonna mention it,
takes drastic measures that aren't allowed.
Yeah.
But it gets worse and worse. I feel this book is, like, really deep. Like, you can, like, go into this, like, very hard, and you can dig so deep, you might even reach the center of the heart of, like, what he's really trying. Like, for all we know, the author could be, like, writing a letter to somebody and trying to teach them a lesson. Or he could be trying to teach everybody about a problem that he's had in his life.
I think his purpose is to try to target the rise to communism in Russia and show, guys, it's not going to work out. It's going to end
it'll be
horribly.
Fine. Yeah.
And people are going to try to take control of you guys.
Definitely.
But anyways, it's not communist society yet. I just want to be
clear
on that.
Yeah, not yet.
We're going to discuss that later. But first, let's talk
Wait,
about...
Wait, in later chapters.
No, we're going to discuss that today.
Oh, today. Oh, yes, later today.
But today let's talk about Napoleon versus Snowball, the two main people who are kind of leading the farm right now.
Yeah.
And I feel like they represent a two-party system because they have debates and they have different ways of governing.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about Snowball's way. Snowball's intentions were to make committees for the animals, like the Clean Tail Committee and Egg Production Committee. So
basically, like,
Snowball wants to get the people involved.
Yeah,
in the government.
He wants them to feel equal and for them to feel like they have a place in society, and they have a voice, even though towards the end of the book, they don't.
Yeah.
They have less of a voice than they do now.
and they have a voice in their government, right, and they can make change.
They can make change.
But this kind of does not work out so well.
No, it doesn't.
The animals are kind of dumb.
They are dumb. They don't realize what's happening, and then they go along with things because they trust the smarter people. But the smarter people are so smart they can be sly enough or...
Yeah, but right now, when Snowball's trying to get people involved in government, they're not necessarily smart enough to
like, understand and comprehend what they're really doing at this point.
But not all of his committees are a failure. His committee to teach the animals how to read and write was actually a success.
It was.
And reading and writing, you're going to find in later chapters, is very, very important to the story. And reading is actually power and knowledge.
Yeah.
And that's why, who was it? The Qin Dynasty, I believe, in ancient China, they banned books. They burned all the books.
History with Charlotte.
Yes.
Small version.
Yes, because they did not like it.
Well, the education really wasn't the greatest. I mean, it was a semi-success to an extent.
Well, it was a
extent.
Success, it said, because most of the animals, I mean, there was a few animals who still couldn't get past B,
yeah,
but
like, to an
anyways, but Napoleon's like, very, very different. He's like,
oh,
no.
Oh, for sure. Like, the polar opposite. At one point, he just disappears, and then he goes with other people.
Napoleon took... So, Napoleon's like, no, we need to educate the young. So, here's what he says.
Because the young
Napoleon took them away from their mothers, saying that he would make them responsible for the education. And these were the puppies that Justine Blueberry, who will never be mentioned past this point, have.
So, not really an important part, but also a really important part, because why would Napoleon do that in the first place?
It's kind of foreshadowing to future chapters.
Yeah.
But also, I cried during this moment, like, Napoleon, what are you doing
with
our puppies?
Because kidnapping is never good. Never good. Never good.
Yeah. We're like, do not mess with our puppies once we go.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. And that kind of leaves us with a puppy mystery on where did the puppies go. But now, let's talk about the form of government this is, because we've already established that it's not communism yet. Though they say all animals are equal, we're debating between an oligarchy and a democracy. And you might be like, why are you saying democracy? Why are you saying an oligarchy? So I'll bring up points for both. Do you want to read oligarchy and read democracy?
I think that it's an oligarchy, because all the animals have a voice, which is what an oligarchy is. Oligarchy is a group of people, mainly most of them. I feel like tribes.
No, the oligarchy is a small group of people having control over the large portion.
Which means, so, like the pigs.
So the pigs were controlling the
which,
larger portion.
In my opinion, it is, you know what, never mind. That's
it
spoiler alert.
The pigs.
It is the pigs.
It says it was always the pigs who put forward ideas. The animals such as sheep and hens were unable to learn the seven commandments by heart.
Well, that's just their fault.
So,
they're just not smart enough to comprehend what's happening.
And our sole object is to preserve... We'll get to that in a second and a half up.
Yeah.
But they also... The pigs didn't do any work. They
yeah,
just governed the people. And then Squealer says, we get to know what happened to that milk. And Squealer says the pigs are now using it alongside some apples. And here's Squealer's reason why. Our sole object is not to preserve our health. The whole management of the farm depends on us. For your sake, we take the apples.
Yes. Like, so, like, they're like, you know what? We're doing this for ourselves to help
that
you.
That sounds like Kim Jong-un, like, North
really
Korea.
Does.
Like,
it does. It has
you
really
guys need
Korea
me.
You
mean North Korea.
North Korea. I say Korea. So it's like, either one.
No! Alexander, it's not
I
either
know, it's
one.
Not either
We're
one.
We're discussing this book on the difference between democracy and communism. They're two separate things, Alexandra. South Korea and North Korea are not the
yes,
same country.
Yes, South Korea is a very nice country. North Korea is questionable.
Yes, Alexandra. Anyways.
I was a brain fart
anyways,
for a minute.
Yes. Anyways, also the pigs did not do any work, so...
No.
That
kind of
gives you some red flags. But here is why it could possibly
be
democracy.
Yeah, why do you think it's democracy?
I kind of think it's democracy, but here's why. Here, the work of the coming week was planned out, and resolutions were put forward and debated. So
like,
animals,
it sounds like somebody made that, like, one person made that decision, and a bunch of people agree with,
well,
like,
I agree.
I
feel like it was also, but it kind of reminds me of, like, Congress. You know, they have debates. There's
right,
two,
but
I feel like
Congress
Napoleon,
in itself.
I feel like Snowball and Napoleon, I know, but Snowball and Napoleon are like the two-party systems, and they argue and debate it, and then the animals in the end vote, and the animals understood how to vote. So I think there is some voting going on, which could lead you to think of democracy, but right. because the animals aren't utilizing their voice that much, it's an oligarchy.
Yeah.
And I feel like we can really touch upon using your voice. Because Definitely. The power to vote has been a power that many people have wanted.
And a very popular topic like, right now.
It was a struggle, you know, for women to vote, for African Americans to get the right to vote.
Yeah.
And the reason why it's so important to use your voice is when you don't use your voice, the power is kind of taken away from you,
right?
Yeah, it's
definitely...
It's kind of...
You don't have any power if you can't use your voice. I feel that's because people who are mute, for example, thing towards that... They have other ways of
communicating
and just still like have a voice, even though they might not actually have a voice.
Even how you have other ways to vote.
And, like, people with disabilities,
are
able to do that.
If you vote over, you know, mail-in ballots stuff like that. But the reason why I'm stressing this right now is you're going to see that this setup of the animals not being that involved, despite Snowball trying, mm-hmm. is going to, in later chapters, make it so they're excluded from the government completely.
Yeah, like, it's just they're shut out and
they have no control.
They don't have any opinion.
And they have no clue what's going on. So that's why it is so important that you go out and vote, because you're maintaining that power for future generations.
And you get to have a voice.
Yeah, and you
which
get...
Which is why we decided to have a democracy in America in the first place.
Yeah, people get the power.
Yeah.
And also... You know what the sole reason why you should vote?
Oh, boy.
You get a sticker, Alexander.
Oh, yes. Stickers the most important part.
Stickers.
They change them every year, and I applaud the design artist for that one.
Anyways, so it's very important to look out for what it means when the animals aren't that committed to their government.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
How it's going to shift for someone to take control. Don't want to say too much, but...
No spoilers.
Anyways... thank you so much for listening
to
our podcast.
It means a lot to us.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.